everybody, and welcome back to No Hidden Agenda TV, sponsored by Caesars Entertainment. I'm Sarah Solomon, and we are in studio today with none other than Christine Iverson, founder and visionary of Crow Practice. Now, if you haven't heard of Crow Practice, they have been exploding across the industry. You've probably seen them at some events that you've attended yourselves, and they really focus on wellness initiatives, and that's what we're here to talk about today. So, Christine, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Sarah.
Absolutely. So let's first start off by giving our audience a brief overview of your wellness background.
Sure. My wellness background, close to 20 years ago, I actually had a mental breakdown, and that started my journey into wellness. So I understood the necessity personally for how important and critical our own self-care is. I got a yoga certification, and through that pathway, coordinated response was born. I actually wrote a book about it, but when I look at that incident in my life, which was truly very traumatic, that is what woke me up to understand how truly important it was for me to understand how to take care of myself.
Yeah, and I think that's something that is so relatable, especially to this audience here. I mean, the events world is one of the top most stressful
jobs. You got it.
I'm sure everyone's nodding their head in agreement, like, oh yeah, I've had quite a few mental breakdowns, especially over the past few years. So with that being said, you know, I feel like the industry is finally catching on to the true meaning of wellness.
Agreed.
So what are you seeing out there as far as trends go?
Sure. Well, one huge trend by 2027 is mental wellness. Other trends by 2027 is wellness real estate, which is like the homes being efficient, and then wellness tourism. We're seeing a huge surge in wellness retreats, spas, things of this nature.
So let's dive into those a little bit further, because I think there's a lot of interest in all three that you touched on. So starting with wellness tourism, what does that really mean, and how can groups incorporate that into what they're doing?
Sure. With wellness tourism, it's the individual market primarily. So for example, for myself and probably for a lot of meeting planners, when I actually take a vacation, I want to relax. I don't want to plan anything. I don't want to do anything.
Yeah, and we're seeing a lot more corporate groups like Caesars Entertainment really understand the value of incorporating a wellness journey into their program. So that kind of falls under this wellness tourism umbrella.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, great. So then I like what you said. Well, is it wellness real estate?
Wellness real estate, yeah. Okay. And this is more of a broader trend. It's not something that's necessarily impacting the live event industry. It is individuals thinking about constructing their homes, thinking about the most efficient resources to use, lighting, etc. The one that is absolutely impacting the live event industry is the focus on mental wellness.
Yeah, and mental wellness, I think, you know, we're hearing it everywhere, not just, you know, on stages in our space, but on, you know, in the media. It's really everywhere, and I think there's no longer a stigma around it, or maybe there is a little bit of a stigma. So how can planners really incorporate mental wellness into their agenda for on-site events?
Excellent. So one of the trends we are seeing are wellness tracks. One of the most impactful things that Crow is offering is something called wellness consulting. Myself, as well as a team of wellness consultants, will partner directly with the meeting planner and look at their entire program from start to finish. Mental wellness is an aspect that we will consider. We also look at other wellness trends, such as a huge one is virtual reality interactive games. Another huge trend in the industry is mocktails, nap pods, and meditation pods. When they partner with one of our wellness consultants, you now have the entire program viewed from a wellness lens.
I love that. Are you seeing more men come to the table or attend these activations on site to really participate, or how is that looking?
Yeah, so there is a trend with, I'm going to say, well-being and mental wellness for men. Some companies are putting that more on the forefront. Oftentimes, it has been the women leading the charge, all right, when it comes to open, honest discussions about mental health, about mental well-being and self-care. Because if we look at our hierarchical structure, the males may be viewed as weak. So in order to remain strong, they're not even going to talk about it. They're not going to address it. They may not want to attend a mental wellness speaker, let's say. But that dynamic is shifting and changing.
Yeah, and I look at wellness almost much like music or food. Yeah. It's something that we all want and need, and it brings people together. It kind of sheds those differentiations and boundaries, and you know, we all kind of unite around food, we unite around music, and
yes.
I feel like we're starting to unite around wellness, and regardless of generational differences too. So are you seeing that also taking place, where almost in a way where maybe like a younger generation like Gen Z is actually inspiring or motivating more of like our boomer community to come to the wellness table?
Yeah, funny you should ask. Gen Z says that wellness is anything that makes me feel good. So with that in mind, because the younger generation is in our workforce, and if wellness is anything that makes me feel good, it's a huge playground.
I want to talk a little bit more about Crow. How are you and your team really pouring your passion into these different activations, and how are you reinventing, mm-hmm. you know, or bringing new ideas to the table mm-hmm. when you're sitting down and chatting with planners that are like, look, I want wellness, I just don't know where to start and how to do it?
Sure. We try and go for turnkey, repeatable structure. And for someone who is a bit ADHD and likes to play and creative and likes to people please, you know, you give me an idea, yeah, I can do it, I'm going to jump on it. So we do have a team of creative individuals, mostly our wellness consultants, that when a client brings us a custom build idea, we assess, you know, yes or no.
I think when you think about like, you know, an experience at an event, even like the scent,
yes.
like walking in and, mm-hmm. you know, that like spa-like scent, it just, yes. there's something about that alone that
yeah.
kind of brings this calm aura to you,
yeah.
even if you're walking on a trade show floor. So sometimes, to your point, it's in the simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think oftentimes, especially event organizers, tend to overthink the experience when really it could be very simple. Like mm-hmm. slight changes could make all the difference.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I feel like anytime we're setting up for either a workshop or a flow station, someone will walk into the room and they just smell the scents, and it's just like, oh, I just want to stay right here.
Exactly.
I'm just going to sit down and stay right here.
We've covered a lot of ground with wellness and kind of the trends and what you're seeing. What's on the horizon? Like, what are you hoping in the next year or so you start seeing more of and more incorporated into our live event community?
Yeah, I know Europe is ahead of us in terms of wellness and looking at their event and encompassing wellness throughout. I do feel like we are on our way. I do feel like the offering of wellness consulting is a path to get us there. Another huge trend, sound healing, which a few years ago, when we would talk to a client and ask them if they even knew what sound healing was, most didn't. And now I'm going to say it's becoming more and more mainstream. Sound healing generally there'll be seven bowls, which will correlate to a chakra, but you are using the sound therapy for individuals as they lie down. And you can incorporate sound healing with movement. We've incorporated it with aromatherapy, but that is a huge trend. And another trend, which you may start seeing, is adding crystals to the sound healing.
I love that. So interesting. You know, and I think a lot of times too, a lot of our venues that we're in, they don't have or offer a lot of natural light. So how are you working with clients, you know, when you're stuck in a ballroom and then you go from a ballroom to a breakout room and you're just in these four walls with no sunlight? How do you work around that?
Yeah, well, I'd say honestly, that's speaking with the meeting planner prior to planning the agenda. because, and if we have a wellness consultant involved, we can speak to the necessity of sunlight and vitamin D. And even if it's just in the breaks, like having a quick networking, buddy-buddy activity for people to step outside.
I reference MPIWEC that was in Mexico last year in 2023, and gosh, what a great event that was. And I thought what they did really well was they added a lot of white space on the agenda that allowed people to, we're in Mexico at this beautiful resort, to actually go outside and enjoy the sun and and still network and be with one another, but there was space for us to do that. And I thought that was such a great intentional way to create a little bit of that wellness and also experience the destination all in one.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And I think that that is a growing trend with meeting planners recognizing that. I think the challenge and struggle is, well, I only have this much amount of time and we've got to pack all that in there. And then recognizing the importance of allowing that white space and allowing that extra breathing room and time. One of the trending services is called forest bathing. So how can we take the concept of forest bathing into, perhaps it's in a pool at a hotel or, you know, in their nature.
Mm-hmm. But how cool, you know, to have a, like, let's say you had a breakout session while people are in the pool. I mean, that's, like, it's a unique way of thinking and doing things. There are so many ideas to unpack. And I think what I'd like to do is we'll add in the comments below a list of some of these trends that you mentioned,
absolutely,
like forest bathing. But they're awesome trends to learn more about and to really, you know, try to incorporate and also get sponsored, right,
absolutely,
into your program. So it doesn't have to be just a cost to you. It could really be something that you present to some of your partners as a sponsorship opportunity. And, you know, Christine and her team can certainly assist with how that all comes together.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome, Christine. Well, I love all of the work that you're doing. It's been really fun to watch your company grow, and I'm excited to see, you know, where else it goes. I know that the sky's the limit for you. So thank you so much for spending some time with me here today.
Thank you so much, Sarah. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. More to come on No Hidden Agenda TV, sponsored by Caesars Entertainment. You just heard about wellness. Well, another trend that is ever growing in our industry is technology. Here to talk more about technology is Michael Massari.
What we've lived through in the past 20 years from a technological standpoint is really, it blows the mind. The iPhone, the information that we have access to, the way that we can communicate, the way we communicate to people that aren't present in the room, it's really mind-blowing. And so as that continues to grow, I think that's really going to be something that influences how we gather. The other thing is that, you know, the mega trends that are affecting the way people live and work, like wellness, you know, continues to be critical and continues to be important. And so that's influencing, I think, how we gather.
Mike, thank you as always for your insight. That does it for us on this episode of No Hidden Agenda TV, sponsored by Caesars Entertainment. We'll see you again on March 7th.